have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Let this happen for us. We made it through the year. We're all here, so let's do a big for everybody.
Holiday season, baby. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this thing, man.
Let's do a big from us to you.
It's time for us to spread some love. It's a holiday cheer. It's that season. Special time of the year.
So go and grab your family.
Right with the Just For You podcast. We are so elated that you're here today, that you took time out of your schedules to listen in to a word from the Lord. God is good. And God is good all the time. I just want to welcome you to the Just For You podcast. Listen, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, we want to share with you what Just For You is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to... Hallelujah. It's designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. I'd like to send a shout out to our CEO and founder, Kimmy Robinson. We love you so much on today, and we are praying that God's blessings are falling and shining upon you like never before. We thank God for our Elation family. I thank God for each and every one of you that take the time out to listen. Listen, time is precious, and I don't take it for granted when you come on to hear the podcast. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because you are the reason why we are standing and doing what we do today, that the word can be heard, and we thank God for you on today. We also want to give a shout out to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. We're so grateful that God has chosen us to do life together and that we're moving forward in the things that he has given us to do. Listen, I want you to be empowered and encouraged on today. We have so much to cover and so excited to do so, but guess what? None of this would mean anything without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We honor him on today. We thank God for our Abba Father who takes good care of each and every one of us. Listen, when you rose this morning, I'm telling you, without breath, you could have done nothing. It is because of his grace and his mercy that we are all here today, and we want to honor him at the very beginning that he can come in and do what he will in this podcast. Will you pray with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, for being here with us at this very moment, for waking us up this morning, pulling us through our day, getting us to do the things you want us to do, speaking to each and every one of us, taking care of each and every one of us, providing for each and every one of us, showing up and showing out in ways we could not even imagine. We thank you, God, for our angels that are on assignment, watching over us, protecting us, keeping us in all of our ways. We say thank you, God. You had us on your mind, and we're grateful for that on today. We invite you in to do what you want to do with this podcast, to have your divine will and way. Speak through me, oh God, that it may be heard the way you desire for it to be heard. And we will give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Father, we recognize we are but filthy rags, and we can't do anything without you. So we cleave to you in this hour, asking for your wisdom, your grace, your anointing, that you may be all that you need to be to those that hear. And God, that they hear a word that will touch their heart, mind, body, and soul. Let your perfect will be done. Bless my husband and my home. Bless everything and everyone listening under the sound of my voice, that you may be glorified. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, I am excited again that God has been so gracious and kind to give us another day, another week to fellowship together, to come and talk about the goodness of the Lord. It's an honor and a privilege for us to do so. I know that God is who he say he is. He's doing what he says he does. He's going to make a way out of no way. He is our Alpha and Omega. You know what that means. That means that he is the beginning and the ending of all things in our lives. When we think about the goodness of Jesus, we should be overjoyed, even in the saddest of times. Why? Because if it were not for the Lord, where would we be? I'm speaking from personal testimonies and personal things I've gone through, that he's seen me through, and I know he's seen you through too. I am not ignorant to the enemy's devices. I do recognize this time of year is very hard for so many families that have lost loved ones and had friends that have passed. Let me encourage you and say, through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, we can stand with tears in our eyes saying, how great thou art. Because that is what he's listening for, even in the midst of all that we go through, that he is Lord, that we're clinging on to him in every situation, everything that needs to be done. We are waiting on him. We're calling on him. We're standing on his word that he may do what he desires to do in all of our lives. I know we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, and maybe to some, all that ain't necessary. But to me, it is. When you think about, take a moment to just think about all you've been through this year until now, and you are still standing. You can still hear my voice. You can still understand that his grace and his love is for you. So that means no matter what the devil has tried to lie to you and tell you, we can disregard that today as we talk about grateful and gracious. To be grateful and to be gracious, that he may get the glory out of our lives. If you will, get your Bibles. We study the word of God, and we go through it thoroughly that we can hear what thus said the Lord. Today we will be studying from 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, the 3rd through the 20th verse, and this is the King James Version. I want to repeat that again. It's 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, the 3rd through the 20th verse, and we will read as such. Amen. Read along with me. I always say, don't just take my word and just believe that I'm sharing what God is saying. Read along with me. Go back and listen to the replay. Get your Bibles. Understand it, because this word is a powerful word. And I want you to be encouraged on today, because we're going to talk about some things that prayerfully and I believe will help us to understand his will for our lives. Amen. It begins at verse 3, and it reads as such. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? For if we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And five, they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore, they arose and fled, hallelujah, in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried then silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Nine. And they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city. And they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians. And behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king in the night, and said unto his servants, I will not show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. And one of his servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see. My God. They took therefore two chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, go and see. And they went after them unto the Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. Y'all better catch this. And the messengers returned and told the king, and the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of the fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the Lord, on whose hands he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And the Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out upon him, for the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What is God telling us here? What is he explaining to us? There were 4 leprous men. Let me explain leprosy. It was a disease that, first of all, identified you with the coloring of the skin. It identified you because you were to be isolated. It identified you by its horribleness, somewhat like we see in COVID today, that people cannot be amongst other people with this disease. Amen. So leprosy in biblical days was a horrific disease. It was also associated with sin. But let's go here. There were 4 leprous men that were sitting in a place still. The thing that blesses me about this is, in the midst of them sitting still, someone had enough wisdom out of the group to say, listen, we know what we have. If we sit here, we will die. If we leave, honestly, we could die. But here's the thing. Why sit here lest we die? Have you ever said to yourself, when you're going through your trials and tribulations and you're trying to figure out which way to go, you're seeking the face of the Lord, but seems like there is a quiet voice. It seems like you don't know which way to go. But yet something rises up in your spirit, and it says to you, listen to the voice of the Lord. He will not lead you wrong. Now remind yourself, whenever there's good going on, evil is always present. While these men were sitting there, they said, why should we sit here lest we die? Let us go. So they get together. Here's the first thing. It was 4 of them, and they all agreed. It was 4 of them, and they all agree. Not did the Bible say 1 of them was left behind. Why is that important? In this life, when you go through something, you need people you can agree with. You don't need people that will cause you to stumble and be away from the things God called you to, from them not being in agreement. How important is agreement? Agreement gets us an ear with God. We agree with his word. We agree with him. We agree with what he's spoken. If we're going to be believers on today, we must stand in alignment with his word. These lepers knew they had to agree, because wherever they were going, remind yourself, they said, listen, if we sit here, we're going to die. We might as well go on. Anybody ever say, let me just journey to see what the end is going to be. Let me not stay in the valley of sorrow. Let me not stay in the valley of depression. Let me not stay in the valley of poverty. Let me not stay in the places that would destroy my life based upon what I know is in the atmosphere, when God himself has promised us a far better life. He's promised us, just like these lepers got it in their spirit, let's go and see. And guess what they found when they got there? Because of them agreeing and going together, they found a place that was set up. They were being set up. Why? Because God had removed every obstacle. He removed everything that would cause them to fall, falter, and be without. Did you all catch that? Everything that would cause them to fall, falter, or be without. He removed, y'all better catch this today, all of the obstacles that they could go in. Now, this is what got me. And get as much as they needed. Can you imagine being hungry and there's a table laid out and everything you ever liked was on the table? Nobody was around, but you walked into the room where the table was set just for you. And some of us will come to the table and say, you know what? I don't know. They didn't buy that for me. I don't know. But you know you're hungry. You know that it's before you, and still you wouldn't eat. Listen to the lepers. The lepers went on to say, let me go. Now, this is the thing. To the tent, and recognizing they were hungry, the Bible says they did eat and drink. They did eat and drink. So in other words, they recognize, no, it doesn't belong to me, but we are hungry. Let us, not one, not two, not three of them, sit down and partake of it. And then they went from tent to tent where the spoils and the goods are. Listen. There was silver, gold, and raiment. There was everything they could think of. This belonged to the Syrians. So they're thinking, wait a minute, if we touch any of this stuff, they going to know it was us, and they going to kill us. They, in fact, might be setting us up that they could see us do all of these things. And then when they see us, they'll cause us to be caught, captured, and they'll bring us into the city. And in their worst mind, they thought they would kill them. But if you go back up into the scripture, it clearly says the Lord did this thing, that they would leave because of these lepers' faith. How many of us would God go and do a thing like this for us because he sees us coming? Do you recognize, because the blood is all over you, that he hears your cry when you're calling? He knows what you're asking him for. He knows what it's going to take to get your miracle. But yet, some of us will still sit when the table is full and say, I'm not hungry. This ain't mine. But I'm here to decree and declare unto you, when the Lord does a thing like this and he makes a way for you, it should be your good pleasure. Like the lepers, they came together. They agreed and they sat and they ate and they drank. And they knew it was from the Lord. Listen. It's something about God, how he prepares a thing. I need you to understand this because it's important before you get to your next. And your next always has to be something big, glamorous. It could be a change of heart. It can be that you're going closer to God. God is calling us to be intimate, which is closer to him, to stay in our word, to understand like the lepers, he's able to do anything but fail. But this is what I loved. Even in their fear, they were blessed. Even though they were fearful to go in the tent, they were blessed. And when they were blessed, they were so afraid if they took anything else that they would be caught and they would be killed. Can I say something to you? When you were in your mother's womb, God saw today. He saw everything you had been through. Can you go back over some of the most beautiful blessings of your life? Are you grateful and gracious about them? Did you see how he brought those things to pass? Did you and could you have ever imagined that he would do such a thing? If we're all really real. Because the Lord is as powerful as he is. In some circumstances, you may never, ever see him coming, but you know he's coming when you call on him. I need someone to be encouraged today The holidays can bring about a sorrowful spirit because of the heartache and the pain. But I need you to understand on today, like the lepers, if you trust him and you get to the place that you can muster up a thank you, you can muster up, I still love you. You can muster up, I need you in this hour. Do you know that he will do for you like he did for the lepers? He will cause something to become what it needs to be that you can be blessed. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm not telling you just from what I've read. I'm telling you from what I know. I've watched him move. There's a song that says, I've seen him do it over and over and over again. And he will make your very enemy your footstool. Why? Because his good pleasure is to love you and to bless you. It is never God's intention for us to suffer pain and heartache for a good pleasure for him. Life has its ups and its downs. I'm sure these men didn't say, make us lepers. We want to be lepers today. I'm sure, like many of us, they had their battle, they had their ups, their downs, and they still had to endure with understanding. Their life could be considered like a illness, a chronic illness, could die. But yet they reckon, oh my God, they recognize while they yet live it, they were still not going to sit there and die. I hope I'm talking to somebody today that it looked like life was caving in. Looks like pain was ever so present. Looks like everything was going a certain way. And God is saying to you, he's no respecter of persons. What he did for the lepers, he can do for you and me. He can make a way out of no way. He can shake up from heaven anything on the earth that it will work in your favor. As we're gathering at the table, remember the lepers. Remember that in their need, he provided. When you sit down before you take that first bite of turkey, dressing, candy, and my Lord, cranberry sauce, and whatever else, macaroni and cheese, greens, whatever you have on your table. If it's hamburgers and french fries, can I keep it real? Because everybody may not have a turkey or a ham or the other side traditional dishes. But whatever you have as you come together, remember who gave it to you. Remember why you're sitting next to each other. Remember you must be grateful and gracious. You must appreciate the fact that he thought about you on a Thanksgiving day to allow you to come together, to love on each other, but to give him some praise. See, I love Thanksgiving, but every day is a day of Thanksgiving for me. It isn't a day that I just pick out to eat certain foods and to come together. I'm grateful for that opportunity, but let's not get it messed up. I am grateful when he wakes me up. I'm grateful when I have an ache or a pain. Y'all better hear me. I'm grateful for it all because we sometimes will get to the place in the human flesh that we only want the good stuff. And if something bad happens to us, why did this have to happen to me? I have to go through this. And it just, but may I say to you, it is when his greatest glory will be in your life as you go through. And his hand is guiding you. See, life isn't just about going through. We have good days and we have bad. But for some reason, It seems to be that sometimes the bad days outweigh the good in people's minds. When we can start to see through his word, just like he did for the lepers, he provided. He even gave them free rein to select and choose. And due to their fear, listen to this, don't you miss this. Due to their fear, they said, I'm just going to take a little bit, when he had provided all they could ever need, all they could carry, all that they would have. But to the one that was in charge of the tent and in charge of everything, see, we have to be careful that we follow instructions. For him, it wasn't a good end. The man of God prophesied that end. Do you know God will stand up on your behalf and move obstacles out of your way so that you can have everything he said you can have? Everything. He wants you to have a good home. He wants you to have children that are obedient. He wants you to have a life in him that he can be glorified and lifted up. He wants the very best for you. He wants you to love him with all of your heart, mind, body, and soul. And when we get to that place where he truly becomes first, he then is honored. And when you honor him, he honors you in the earth. He blesses you before men. The Bible clearly says, the blessings of the Lord are rich, and they add no sorrow to it. Rich in mercy, rich in peace, rich in grace, rich in his love for us. How much more could it be? He's a good God. He's a gracious God. And when we seek him, as the word portrays him, we shall have what we see and what we say. We shall have it. Can you agree with God today for that which you never saw because you never thought of it that way? See, they were so consumed with the fact someone may have thought they stole something when they couldn't even see the God, our God, our Abba Father, who shook up the earth and caused the enemy to run that they could have what they need. I pray you understand today, there is not too hard for God. And that when he speaks a thing, it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what they think. Because I'm sure somebody would have talked the lepers out of going and doing what they did. Even amongst themselves, they had to have a discussion. But let it be known, the end result was agreed. That's why in life we must know who we are in agreement with. We must know it is as designated as if what you say and what you do belongs to God and that you are agreeing with him wherever you go. Wherever you go, you're agreeing with him. And because you're agreeing with him, he gets what? All of the glory. Not some of the glory. His presence is known when we honor him in the earth. His anointing falls when you honor him in the earth. And see, man can't give you an anointing. Only God can anoint you. Only God can cover you in that manner because his will be done in your life. I don't know. But what I do know is when he's with you, he's with you. The question is, are we grateful and gracious to be with him? Are we giving him his due praise? Or are we giving him what is expected? There's a place in him that you pour out everything and he gets all the glory. One last thing. I want us to be so grateful and so gracious that we pay attention to those around us. Pay attention to the family member that's hurting, that nobody really wants to talk to them about it because they're afraid they may go off. Would you ask God this holiday season to give you a word that you could speak in their life and they could see the spectrum of which God loves them? Would you ask God this holiday, since we have the platform for it, to win as many souls? Don't you listen to naysayers, because they have a lot to say, but they ain't saying nothing. That's why they're called naysayers. Listen to God when he says, go talk to the person at the gas station. Go talk to this one, because who knows? They could be at the very edge of giving up. But just one word from the Lord can turn their lives around. Who am I talking to? Are you that one that will take on the responsibility to let it be known that no matter what it is that he's asking you to do, that you will say, lead me. If you direct me, Lord, I'll go. Send me. We say it all the time. It sounds real good, but it has no bearing or meaning if you never go. Remind yourself, you may be the only Bible that someone reads. What will they read about you? And we know people that are not saved see things the way they want to see them. I get it. But we also know there is power in the Word of God. And that power designates, it rules over, and it brings into clarity who he really is. And when you love him like that, somebody else will love him too, watching you, watching your fervor and your joy and your passion for him. See, I'm not ever worried. There are people that think things and feel things because of your joy. But the Lord says, in Nehemiah 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you have joy, don't let anybody steal your joy. Don't let them make you feel you're not who God called you to be, because inside of each and every one of us is a ministry. It may not be preaching and teaching, but it may be serving as we all should be serving and doing his perfect will in the gifts he's given you. I stop by just to remind you, be gracious and grateful for everything, not just your blessings, but your trials, for the people he's put in your life. Family and not family. I have family with elation as well as my personal family. Family means you are not, listen, you are not just cut there by blood. You are covered, connected, connected. I need somebody to hear that word, connected, because connection is important. It makes no sense to believe in a God that you don't want to be connected to. So I pray that you understand the importance of the yes that you make when you enter into the body of Christ. Now let me speak to those who may not have made that decision, or perhaps for whatever reason in life, it's caused you to walk away from him. I want to invite you to come back home or to receive him as your Lord and Savior. In doing so, we follow biblical principle under Romans 10, 9, and 10, which simply says to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord. In other words, when you receive him, you're not ashamed of him before men. In doing that, you will have secured your soul in an eternal home. Not when you leave here, but at that very moment. I pray if you make that decision, you will let us know. We want to make sure you have what you need to further your walk in the Lord and to be able to do what he's calling you to do for his glory. We always pray that no matter what is said and done here, that he is glorified and that souls will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came for such a work, and so do we follow that work. So we pray on today that this word has been a blessing to your spirit, to your soul, to your mind, to your body, that you will think a little differently after hearing this word and applying it to your life, that God can shake up something and you be completely aware to know what belongs to you. Always remember, spiritual blessings to me trump anything in this natural earth. Why? Because you're going to need those things that money cannot buy. And as long as you keep it balanced, you can always make it. Because without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please him. For anyone who cometh to him must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. To be connected to him means to be connected to him. You're not ashamed. You're living the way you should live. And if you should fall, you have a God who is faithful and just, the Bible tells us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So remember to continue to pray for your family, your neighborhood, whoever is connected to you, to pray for them because they need our Lord and Savior. I love my neighbors like they're my blessed own family. We have a bond you could not even believe, because one thing I wanted them to know is that there was a minister in the midst, that if they had issues, needed prayer, had a loved one die, or perhaps a celebration, that my husband and I were available to let them know we see them as family, and that's very important. Remember to be grateful and gracious and allow God to let his perfect work be done in your life. I thank you for listening in today for the exhortation, and I want to encourage you to remain strong in the Lord and in the power, not your power, because you'll fail yourself, but in the power of his might. Now, if this is your birthday month, I want you to know we're celebrating you for the month. Perhaps you've gone on and done some great things. Maybe you've opened a business, had a baby, gotten married. Whatever your good news is, here at Elation Radio and Just For You, we are celebrating you. Perhaps there's something else that's happened and you need prayer and you need those that can agree with you, just as we were talking about with the lepers. That means that we know God will hear and answer where two or three are gathered in the midst. I need you to know here at Elation Radio and Just For You, we are praying for you. I also want you to know that God is still the God that meets every need that we have. When we call on the Lord, he will answer. Sometimes you just have to wait. And when you wait on him, he makes it worth the wait. I don't know about you, but there have been times I've waited on something from the Lord, and in that wait, no matter how long it was, when the blessing came, it was as if there was nothing. Time had stood still because the blessing was there. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless and to keep you and to cause his face to shine upon you. I pray that God will be with you in these hours and days ahead. Remember, your strength comes from the Lord, and he is able to do anything but fail. We have a few announcements on today, and we pray that you will govern yourself accordingly. We will be sharing again about the Apostolic Council on November 26th. This is the Stability as You Move Forward event and conference. This is going to be with Apostle Brian Pruitt, Apostle Barbara McLean, Apostle Robert Flowers, Prophetess Marletta Flowers. And you can find out more information by contacting them with Robert Flowers on Facebook. Again, that's Robert Flowers on Facebook. The Zoom phone number is 609-233-6695. The password is 123. It will be at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. So that is one announcement. We also have on December the 3rd, and this will be the Builders Conference. It's hosted by the Center of Hope, who is also under Apostle Robert Flowers and Prophetess Marletta Flowers. And this will be at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. For more information, it will be December 3rd and December 4th. On December 3rd, it's 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. It's 10 a.m. and 2 to 5 on December 4th. Please, for more information, contact them as well. There's also information for upcoming community events that will be held at 1425 Stein Avenue. There is a host of events that will be coming up that they will be having, including on today was one, I believe, and let me pull up the other one. But for more information, you can inbox me, and I'll send you over the information for the 1425 Shine that we will have, and this will be for the Resource Center. It's located in Ferguson, Missouri. That's the Resource Center, located in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm going to see if I can pull that for you before I finish the announcements. Also, if you are in need and need resources, please do not fail to contact the ulstl.org. That's Urban League St. Louis.org. They just had a wonderful turkey giveaway, which was held on yesterday, and we are so thankful for the work that they are doing in the St. Louis area, as well as contact United Way STL. United Way STL is 211 when you dial on your phone. It's very important that you get those informations, because there are times when there is so much going on and you need some resources and help that local churches and other people cannot give you. And these are external resources that will be more than happy to meet your need. So make sure you contact them and let them know what it is that you need, that the Lord can be able to bless you and get you what you need. We also want to thank the community for being with us for United Community Services and our turkey drive. It was a phenomenal success. We want to thank all of the families. Listen, when God lays something on your heart, you can do it. God will create a way for you to meet the needs of others through prayer and through understanding. We want you to know any work that God gives you, he will provide. Don't be upset that you feel like it's just not going to work out. You don't know, blah, blah, blah. Trust him. He never makes a mistake. He always blesses. He always heals. He always helps. He wants us to know he's there for us, and he will never, ever forget about you. He will always give you the strength, the wisdom, the help you need, because he's God and because he has all the resources, right? So what good would it do for us to not understand that just like the lepers, he comes to provide, and we feel like he's going to fail us. God never fails. Somebody say it with me. I can't hear you, but I believe you'll say it with me. God never fails. He's always on time, in time, and he never makes a mistake. So it behooves us to believe his word, stand on that word, and trust him for everything that he said. He's going to do it. I have the announcements from 1425 Stein. It's Hoodies for the Unhoused. It was held, I'm sorry, Saturday on November 20th, so that one is passed. But there is an upcoming dinner that I want to share with you. Let me see if this is that one. That is on Thursday, November 25th, from 12 to 1 p.m., there will be a dinner delivery, as well as from 2 to 4, a dinner served. This will be for 1425 Stein Road. That's in Ferguson, Missouri. You can email wearehomestl@gmail.com. Now, today is Wednesday. I'm not sure if the cutoff part has come, but if that is something that you need, please email them, and we will see if they are able to get back with you and do that. But thank you so much for listening to all of the announcements and prayers, and for being supportive of not only these community organizations, but of us here at Just For You. We appreciate your prayers. I say it every week, and I will continue to say it. We need your prayers. We are family. We are in the body of Christ. And just because we're on this side of the podcast doesn't mean we don't need your prayers. So thank you for taking the time to pray for us and lift us up before the Lord. Continue to lift up Elation Radio and Magazine. We are getting the word out. Our CEO and founder has a huge vision, and we are so grateful to her for all that God is doing. God bless you, Kimmy Robinson. I thank God for my husband, who continually supports us and that we're serving and doing his will. Please continue to lift up our family as I am lifting you up. I want you to know, if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me at Michelle Wright on Facebook and LinkedIn. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on both of those. On Instagram, it's His Blessed Girl 7, and by email, it's leadingwright@gmail.com. I'm always super excited to get your emails or your inboxes, and if you have a community announcement, please send it to me at any of those, and I will graciously receive it, preferably Facebook or by leadingwright@gmail. We'll gladly announce your announcements. I get them on my email and we get them out. So thank you so much for all you do in the community. We've come to the close of another program and another podcast. Will you join me now as we pray out? And I pray that on this Thanksgiving Day, that the Lord will bless you and your families, and whether you have a turkey or whatever you serve on your day, that God will be with you, he will keep you, he will honor you, and he will lift you up. We thank God for each and every one of you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for Elation Radio. We thank you for every listener. We ask, God, that you would hear the prayers and the cries of your people. We thank you by faith for those that are strengthening their walk with you and that are calling upon your name and that are being drawn closer to you through your word. Would you continually bless them, lead them, guide them, and direct them? Would you forgive us all of our sins, oh God, and give us hearts to forgive. Father, we thank you for everything in motion, and we thank you for, God, what you yet to do. We recognize, God, we will have trials and tribulations, but we thank you the more that you walk with us, you talk with us, and that you are a keeper, and you will keep each and every one of us in your care. And Father, to that loved one that is experiencing a heartache through a sickness or through a death of a family member, I'm asking, God, that you touch, heal, and deliver. We need you now more than we've ever needed you. So much is going on, but you are still the same. You are still the healer. You are still the deliverer. You are everything we need. You are the provider. You're everything we need and more. And we've seen you work miracles, not only in the Bible, but in our own lives. God, continue to show up and show out. And to those unspoken requests that may not have been prayed, God, hear the prayers of your people. And Lord, save and deliver. And we will thank you forevermore. We trust you, God, with our lives. We trust you with this podcast. We know we are following your will, and we know that you will get all of the glory. We thank you for loving each and every one of us so. Lead us, guide us, direct us, and help us in every area we need help in. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. I ask that you bless my husband. Continue to heal his body. Continue to heal me. Continue to touch in this everyone under the sound of my voice, whether they're listening on the live or in the replay, you know who they are and where they are. And we thank you for being God. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us on the Just For You podcast. Please join us again next Wednesday. It will be at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please continue to pray for us as we're praying for you. And until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast. God bless you, and may he cause his face to shine upon you and keep you until the next time we meet. God bless you, and have a very blessed and beautiful Thanksgiving Day. Hallelujah.
Of the storm, I never make it through. I had given up, figured what's the use. See, my nights were long and cold. Oh yes, they were. And I felt so all alone. Yes, indeed. I threw the towel in. I thought it was the end. But you stepped in, yes. You saved me. Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't find my way.
You saved me, yeah.
Saved me. See, I fell so deep in sin. Yes, I did. Misery became my closest friend. Yes, it did. I tried to break away, but Satan said there was no way. And I thought I never will, but you saved me. Ooh, you saved me, yes, you did.
Oh, you saved me. Yes, you did.